Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast, our series of live in-studio performances, streaming live on Facebook. I'm John Schaefer. There aren't many classical composers visiting the pop charts these days. In fact, I can only think of one. Ludovico Einaudi is a hugely popular figure, practically a rock star, in England and in his native Italy. His music is often a blend of European romanticism and American minimalism, and acoustic instruments, most notably the piano, with electronics. He's also played world music, film music, and performed in many of the world's biggest concert halls. Today, he's visiting us once again here in our studios in Lower Manhattan to play live for us. Beginning with a song called Berlin Song, here is Ludovico Einaudi.
Thank you.
That is Berlin Song by the Italian pianist and composer Ludovico Einaudi. So good to have you back with us here in the Soundcheck studio.
Thank you. Nice to be here back after a few years.
It's been
years,
a few years. Yeah. But it's also been a few years since your last record, since Elements came
out. Yes.
That's 3 years now, right?
3 years now. Yeah. I'm working now on a new project.
Mm-hmm. Well, this Berlin Song, I mean, it's such a lovely but also sad sounding song. I mean, it almost sounds like a farewell. Was it written for Berlin or in Berlin?
Well, I was in Berlin. I was actually was during the recording sessions of Nightbook, the album Nightbook that I wrote in 2008, I think. And I was in the studio, and as I like to do every time I'm in the studio, I like to leave the possibility to write something during the recording sessions, because there's always something that I like to do in the moment. I sit there and I start to play, and this came out like that. I was working with some electronic effects, actually with a delay. In fact, the original version has a delay inside. Then this melody came out, and this is my homage to Berlin.
And a lot of people will now know it from This Is England, the TV miniseries.
Yes, of course. It was much later.
Yeah.
I think a couple of years ago was used in This Is England, in one of the This Is England episodes, the TV miniseries
about the skinheads.
Yeah, because originally there was also a film called This Is England,
right,
where the TV series come from the same director, Shane Meadows.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working also for that. But later, when the TV series came, they asked me to use some music for that.
Well, that happens to you all the time, doesn't it? That people from TV and film want to use your
yeah,
music.
Yeah, it happens, as you said, every week. There is something from a very small film from a young director that is making his first short film to bigger movies, and this is nice to have this window all connected with images. Sometimes it's films, or sometimes it's dance, and sometimes it's theater.
Well, and the great thing about it is that, as you say, it opens a new window to a whole different audience of people than you might reach just putting out records and doing concerts.
Yeah, that's true. And sometimes happens that one of those collaboration becomes very popular, like it was a few years ago with the French movie Intouchables.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of my music from catalog becomes very popular for this reason.
Right.
So when I go to China, everybody knows that I've done this.
So now you're touring with a program you call Essential Einaudi.
Yeah.
When you look out at the audience, who do you see? It's not the usual classical music audience, is it?
I have to say, I don't see much because I I play with the back to the audience, but not because I
oh, come on, you have to sneak a peek every now and then.
Yeah, no, I'm joking. But it's an interesting mix of people. And I think it's because also my music is connected with different sources and different backgrounds. There's on one side the classical roots, but also I've been exposed and interested in many different music of the world, from folk music with the collaboration that I have done with the African music, Balakè Sissoko, or with the project that is called the Taranta Project, that is connected with music from the south of Italy, the region of Puglia.
Right, the trance dance.
The trance dance, yes.
Tarantella, the Taranta, yeah.
This is because I always felt the desire to be emotionally connected with folk and popular music, because there is a sort of true aspect about the expression of popular music and folk music, and I feel the real emotions are contained in that region.
Yeah.
And, well, and I think folk music, it's the expression of the emotion of the people. And this is not something that I'm not inventing.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. Dvorak and yeah. Bartok and yeah. here in this country, yeah. Aaron Copland, all looking at yeah, the folk yeah. music of their
Stravinsky in Bela Russia. Bartok.
Yeah, yeah.
But even Mozart and Chopin. So I think all their music is deeply connected with the tradition of the folk, yeah. with the roots.
So this tour, it's you and a band?
A band, yeah. It's a band I'm touring with since 3-4 years, because part of the band was with me also with the previous tour in a time lapse with the previous album. And this is a band where that I've toured with for Elements.
Mm-hmm. The record before that.
The record,
yeah.
The last one. And right. So at the beginning we played a lot of music from Elements, and during the course of the tour, it became like a never-ending tour. We started to change the repertoire inside this frame of Elements. And at the end, now the concert became like a portrait of my work that is contained also music from that is very recent from Elements, but also goes back to the time of Fuori dal Mondo, that is music that I composed 20 years ago. So
right.
There is a variety of my musical compositions, and also with this group there is a variety of dynamics, because there are moments that are very intimate when I play in solo especially, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. there are moments where we create very big dynamics with the band, and also there's a wide range of colors, because there are acoustic instruments as well as electric and electronic instruments. So yeah. it's quite an interesting voyage to experience.
So the Essential Einaudi is the name of this tour. It's funny, because when you say my band, I think Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. Yeah. You've done so much work with them yeah. over the years, including recently a piano concerto, right?
Yeah, the piano concerto was 1.5 years ago, or 2 years ago. And they premiered the concerto in Liverpool. Yeah.
With you as the solo?
No, I just composed the concerto for them. And I'm trying to remember now the name of the great Chinese pianist. I think it's Yung Li.
Mm, okay.
And he did a very good job. Mm. So the orchestra played beautifully, and I'm going to record one day the concerto myself, but I was in the middle of many other things, so I was I didn't have the time to prepare it properly.
Yeah. All right. We're speaking with Ludovico Einaudi, who's making a return appearance here in our studio, and
the pianist. It was not Liu. Yeah.
Okay. Because I think Yung Li is a conductor, if I'm
yes,
not mistaken.
Yes, yeah.
So now I have to ask you, what do you want to play next?
Because I want to play something, because I ask you not to decide, because I like the vibe of the moment.
The spontaneity, yeah.
And so I would like to play something more recent that is coming from Elements, and the piece is Four Dimensions.
Okay. Let's hear once again Ludovico Einaudi. He's at our piano here in the studio.
Thank you.
Song is called Four Dimensions, live performance by Ludovico Einaudi here in the Soundcheck studio, and that from the album called Elements, which is the most recent record.
Yes, the last one.
You mentioned this Essential Einaudi tour covers, you know, about 20 years
yes.
of music. So what happened before those 20 years? I mean, you know, we're talking about music you made in your 40s and your 50s. What about in your 20s and 30s? Where is that music?
Yeah, well, there. I played also once in a while. And, well, there is a first period of music that is connected more with my classical background mm-hmm. and the time I was studying and also the time I was working with Luciano Berio, that was my
your primary teacher
and my mentor for mm-hmm. for the, my beginning of my career, and this was more connected with the world of contemporary music. So this was the time that I felt I was searching for a language that I found later. I think there are pieces of music of my, let's say, of the 80s, mid-80s, that I like. But when I listen to them, the language is not completely my language.
Yeah,
I feel in that music there are still many influences. And sometimes there is a moment where I find myself. So this was the period of my life where I was searching for something that I found later.
Yeah.
And
was it a gradual process, or was there a light bulb moment?
No, it was a gradual process. And then at a certain point, this was more at the end of the 80s, I decided to go for it completely. And this was the moment where I started to compose Stanze, that was a project for harp. And
electric harp, right?
Electric harp. Yeah. And also a piece called Salgari, that was for a dance project. And then later, after that, was Le Onde, that was my first solo piano mm-hmm. album that was immediately well received by the audience, but also from... I remember in the UK was there were magazines of music that were talking about it, and so maybe this was the change of career. So from there, it was also an important moment, because I decided that I wanted to be a performer, something that I was not before. I mean, I was playing, but not too much live. And from Leonde on, I started to perform more and more, first in solo, then with a band. Sometimes I played with the orchestra. And this connection, I think, it was very important, because I think I felt more responsible of what I was doing, because when you are there and you do it yourself, you search for something that is more true also for yourself.
Yeah, and I mean, in the 20th century, a lot of classical music, the composer was one person, the performer was usually someone else, and one of the great things that people like Terry Riley, Steve Reich, Philip Glass did was they were composers / performers. They were mixing it up with their own bands and playing live.
And so I think also it's great, because when you compose and you perform, you have like it's like the laboratory of composing and performing. They are connected. It's like you test immediately what you have in mind, and sometimes now, for example, when I'm touring, I during soundcheck I create music and we play it immediately.
Wow. Do you improvise at all during?
Yeah, I improvise. I like the idea that there is the possibility of a moment that comes during the performance. I mean the piece is there, but I always like to add some flowers to it.
Well, what would you like to play for us next?
Maybe there is a piece that is called To Say. It's also a piece that is not very well known, but I like to play it. It's also from the time of Nightbook. Mm-hmm. It's a piece that I enjoy very much playing, because it leaves me like in a different way, but like Berlin Song, the possibility of changing something. And there are pieces that for me are less interesting to play, those where every note is exactly the one that I have to play. Those this piece, like To Say, leave me the possibility to start from somewhere.
Okay. All right, let's hear what happens. To Say is the name of the piece from Ludovico Einaudi.
Thank you.
A final work from Ludovico Einaudi, the Italian composer and pianist. Toussaint is the name of that piece. And Ludovico, we don't have time to go into, we've talked about your family in the past, your father, famous publisher, your grandfather, president twice, right, of the Republic of Italy. But there's also, one of the times you've been here in the past, you brought us a bottle of wine from your own family.
Yeah.
Vinery or whatever.
Sorry, I forgot to take it this time.
So are you still?
This is something that I don't do personally, but it's my family that still makes wine, and they produce it, and they make different type of wine. They make Barolo, Dolcetto, and Grignolino. They make also white.
The bottle, I don't remember which one of those you brought us, but it was excellent. So,
okay.
Ludovico Einaudi has been with us here in the studio, and whether you bring us a bottle of wine or not, it's always great to see you. Thank you so much for coming back in.
Thank you. It's been great, and next time I bring the bottle.
That's a good way to ensure that there will be a next time.
Exactly.
This is Soundcheck. That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.